it's
and Airbnb. Angela, do you put this rental in a nightly rental on occasion,
right,
then?
Well,
yeah, she said that,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what happened was
house.
We had the garage.
Sorry, just the house.
No, I get it.
We've just got the garage.
The
second residence, where it says 1994 residence or something.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That's actually supposed to be a garage.
Okay.
So we have it it's in there wrong.
Just mislabeled, but
it's not.
Mislabeled. It doesn't change the value.
But when it's mislabeled, is it?
I don't know if it will change the. It might because it.
If it's in the sketch,
not a residence.
Right.
So
if it's in the sketch, is that? But if it's just residence on the left side, it should be.
I don't know.
I think.
I haven't played with it enough. I'm too new.
I think there's
this.
A question. Just a second.
So I think the reason for her increase is the commercial land, because she has 12 acres. It's all being assessed as commercial. If it were just the house and an acre, that would change her value.
Okay. Angela, it does sound like that there needs to be some recalculation because they on this. Can you get us a value and we could, I guess, call her like again today? Is that what we need to do?
Yeah, I can do an approximate on it. See what.
Yeah,
what
just do it in 24.
Yeah,
and see if it changes it.
And see what it changes.
Okay.
Okay.
But, yeah.
It sounds like to me there is going to be a recalculation here with the what you provided, Angela. Can we call you back at this number today?
Yeah. What I'll tell you is she had someone go back out there and look, but they could open up the garage and look. There's nothing in there. There's no bathroom. There's no kitchen. It's not livable.
They
just got some boxes and stuff like that in it, and they can go in and look at it. It's no problem.
Well,
it's open.
No.
And the siding that I put on it is only in the front and partial one side. I have not done anything else on the back side or the other side. It's the old siding on it. And then the roof is really, really bad. And I did build the.
Okay. Are you there?
And it's behind the well house.
I think you might have cut out there for a second. Angela, I think that they are correcting the. They did have listed as two residents. They are correcting that to show a garage. And then they have to just recalculate. And so if you would allow me, let me give you a call back sometime either later this morning or this afternoon, okay?
Sure, that's fine.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, Angela. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
So the appraiser was pretty clear on the things for each building. She was out there because we went out at that.
I don't think it's the building that's made her go up. I think it's the fact that she has all her acreage that's now being assessed commercial, I think, is what raised her value.
Okay.
And then,
versus a residential acreage, because that would totally change.
Right. Okay, so, yeah, have her, I guess, have them look at that, too. I mean, if this is her only property,
like how much
and there's
the
only
land
one
go up.
Property, then this is, and it's in a nightly rental, I mean, we're going to, you know, we're going to do the 25-75 on that, so, but.
Okay.
But
well,
anyway.
And we can change it to the correct thing that we need in there, but, yeah, we could do it in 24 just to get what you need for the value.
Well, she's appealed valuation, too.
Right.
So I need, even if we change that classification, I need to know a figure that the value is going to go to if we're going to reduce the appraised value.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
She's checking that, so.
All right. And Tim Davis is doing 296 and 348 later today. We have another. I believe the Boone condo rental, the one from yesterday, the BOE 283. Okay. Jerry, we talked about whether or not we were going to go ahead and make a motion because this is another one of the local residents with the place.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you all want to have any discussion, I mean, we could, I think for purposes of going forward, it'd probably be best to go ahead and do that motion if we're going to do a motion.
I think, you know, last year we did non-resident of Taney County, got the mixed use on their first, either second home nightly rental property of 7525. And thought it was a good alternative at that time, but you know, it's just not fair, in my opinion, if somebody lives in Stone County, Boone County, surrounding counties, they get that benefit, and
right.
a residence of Taney County doesn't. So I think it's more equitable to give them the same solution.
I think before we can make a motion, we need the actual verbiage and what we're changing in the verbiage.
I think I can probably phrase a motion if you guys want. The only thing I was going to express since we're on the record is a little bit concerned that a person has a residence in Taney County is actually using the other property for anything but commercial use. But with that being said, I know that there are people that have done it and do it. So I think that in thinking about this and going through this, I think that Greg's sentiment is correct. I think we probably need to do it across the board, regardless of those concerns. But my motion would be to amend our previous decision regarding nightly rental to include residents, people who have an established residence in Taney County, not just for non-residents. And that's all I would. I think the motion would be sufficient. I think that motion would be sufficient to change our.
I'll second that.
If that is okay. You second, do you have any additions or subtractions to it? Okay. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. So as to BOE 2023-283, Boone Condo Rental, I believe you represented that he is a resident, but this is his rental property in Taney County. Therefore, I would move to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm abstaining from that.
Okay. Let's send him a decision letter. He didn't, I don't believe that he appealed value on that one. Just want to make sure. I think that was purely, as a matter of fact, I remember on the record, yeah. He said it was purely classification issue. We do need to go back. There was a gentleman the first day who owned, had a residence here and had four properties, I believe, that we need, I don't know, at some point, doesn't have to be today, need to go back and do an amended decision on whichever property is the most valuable on that one. So
I think Tim Davis had one as well, didn't he? Someone he was representing.
It may be, but we tabled all those, so
okay.
They're back
they're,
on.
Those are
they
tabled.
Should be on the
okay.
docket. That's the only one that is not still on the docket because we made a decision, and I think we're probably going to need to send an amended decision letter on that one. Since BOE is still in session and can be active through July, I think we can go back and do that.
Do okay. we also, and maybe this is a different way of looking at this, but the Valerie Budd had something similar, I believe.
Valerie Budd has some on here. They had one that they already said that they would prefer be the one that we classify as 25-75. They also had a B&B, but they also had another property, which was a five-bedroom next to their place, which they were asking for that same classification, I believe. But we can go back and look at that to verify, but I think we have to make a decision on those three properties, I believe, that they have left. And we can call them as well if we need to.
That's the first page, number 238, and then the second page, 250 and 261.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna go on down through the cases here. We have an in-person 1045 for, this is BOE 303, it's a Branson Canyon property. They don't, go ahead.
They called in, they asked if they could do teleconference.
Okay.
They have two, one on the next page.
Okay, 303 and
305.
It's not the next page then. Oh, it is. Yeah, okay, it's the same page. Okay. All right.